Tuesday, Ezra reacts. In Ezra chapter 9, there is a similar situation what experienced Nehemiah. Ezra's time is earlier. Ezra had already been 13 years in Israel when Nehemiah came building the wall. And then Nehemiah stayed for 12 years, went back to his king, then came back to Judah again, and then this happened with these marriages with foreign women. So from the story of Ezra to the time of Nehemiah, at least 25 years in between. Ezra is earlier in time. But it's the same method of the devil to mislead Israel. Ezra had come from the center of the Persian Empire to Israel with a group of about 2,000 people in 457 before Christ. He came from the center of the Persian Empire and came over to Israel. And for the moment he was so happy. Now he was in the land where the temple was and so on. But then people came to him. Now when these things were done, so that they had gone their way back to Israel, the princes came to me saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites and all the other people which lived there. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands." Yeah, the hand of the princes and rulers, what should they have done? They should have prevented it. The hand of the princes and rulers has been chief in this trespass. They were the first ones to mislead the people. The leaders had gone astray. Oh, what a shock for Ezra. Imagine, he had lived in Persia. And there he was, and he studied the scriptures. And there was such a desire going back that he went to the king. And the king allowed him. He said, take as many as you want. And then Ezra, wherever he came, said, oh, let's go back to our homeland, where our forefathers originally came from. Ezra had already been born there in Mesopotamia, like Abraham. And in the end, 2,000 go with him, with Ezra. And then he comes to Judah, to Jerusalem, and he thinks, wow, this is the most holy land. And it was like Martin Luther came to Rome. He thought, oh, Rome. And then he was shocked. Rome was not the holy city as he had thought. And now Ezra is shocked in the same way. He comes to Jerusalem, and what does he see? They married foreign women. They became their wives. Now, and the children, they speak other languages, but not Jewish. And this was a shock for Ezra. And what does he do? And when I heard this thing, Ezra says, I rent my garment and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and said down on the earth. And he's watched what will happen.